Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I just let my wife pick the house, so I use neither logic nor intuition. Thank you, Ian. Thank you, Courtney. We'll talk to you coming up here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker. Joining us now on the live line, Kevin Dolio, the Director of Aviation at New Orleans Armstrong International Airport. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Welcome to October. Can you believe the year is three quarters over already?
Oh, gosh, it's flying by.
flying by. See what he did there? He works at the airport. All right. Also flying by is the time since I didn't realize this. I had to look it up this morning. It has been, next month will be 6 years since you opened the new terminal out there at MSY. 6 years. Does it feel like it's been that long?
It doesn't. I mean, it's almost like just yesterday we moved over. But it's been a look. It was definitely a labor of love to deliver the project. But it's certainly been a pleasure to be here in this facility, and it's functioned very well, and we've received great recognition around the country. Even when I travel, just hearing from my peers in different locations as they've used the facility, just speaks volumes, I think, to the good work we did here.
Yeah, congratulations. Didn't J.D. Powers just move y'all up in the overall rankings and have very kind words to say about the airport here in New Orleans?
Yes, they sure did. And it's really great to be among the top 10 airports in our category in their customer satisfaction study. It really shows and reflects on the hard work we've done, not in just delivering physical facilities, but in delivering good customer service to the users of the facility. And that's across the board. That's airport aviation board staff, the airlines, various tenants in the airport. So it's great recognition. I tell you, besides that, we were also number one in their survey a few years ago. And we've also ranked first as best airport in North America in our size category by Airport Council International World's Airport Service Quality Survey Program. For the last 4 years in a row, we've been ranked the top airport in our category.
Yeah, great customer service, according to these reports. Great food, according to these reports, and which you would expect in New Orleans. Yes. So congratulations on that. And, you know, I remember... And, you know, the conversation about building the new terminal goes back clearly years before the 6 years ago that you opened it. And there was a lot of debate and discussion and public conversation about whether or not the $1 billion it would take to do it right would be worth it, and whether or not that was an important factor in people's decision whether or not to visit New Orleans and whether it would pay for itself over time. And here we are now 6 years after you opened it. And you're already talking about having to expand. So I guess you have told the naysayers that y'all were right and that this was a good move.
it was definitely a good move, and you're right. You picked up on as we master plan the facility, we're completing the final phases of a master plan, and it is reflecting definitely that that we need to go back into the development mode pretty soon here, as the projected traffic five, six years down the road is showing a need for more capacity. So we'll be in that mode. Master plan gives you conceptually how you can go about meeting your needs down the road, but with the finalization of the master plan, there's a lot of work to do before you even have a program set up to deliver. There'll be further refinement of the concepts. Will be further validation. Then we'll move into design phase. So it's a good bit of work to do yet in a few years down the road before we would see any actual activity on the construction front. And that's really driven by projections holding up over that period of time in terms of employments and so forth, or projected employments for the market.
Talking with the Director of Aviation at New Orleans Armstrong International Airport, Kevin Doliel, about the new master plan that they've been working on. We have it posted at our website at WWL.com. You can also see it at FlyMSY.com, the airport's website. And right. You talk about projections, but you've also seen past performance. Tell us about the growth that we've seen in the number of passengers coming in and out of the airport over the last 6 years since you opened the new terminal.
Well, we actually had record traffic in 2019, the last full year before opening facility. But as you know, a few months after we moved in, we came over in November of 19. In March of 20, the nation was sunk into a deep slowdown due to the pandemic. So traffic actually fell through the floor through the pandemic and has been slowly coming, creeping back up amongst airports to where at the end of 24, I think we were at about 98% of 2019 traffic, which, by the way, was a record year for travel. So we were getting back there, pretty much back to 19. And then this year, there's been a nationwide softening in demand for air travel due to a number of reasons. Some I would not even very carefully tend to offer up, but I think we all know it's been a little bit of an interesting year to this point, and the aviation industry has felt it as well. So we've been impacted nationwide with a softening of demand. But as our forecasts reflect, there's the expectation first that this is temporary in the industry and that our traffic will hit a certain trend line upward over the next several years, hitting a certain point 5 years down the road that's going to drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've been need for this, for the capacity.
Yeah, suffice it to say, economic uncertainty has been an issue for many Americans. And we talked actually earlier this morning about we're seeing trends across the country with people going on fewer dates now to try and save money, with people consuming less alcohol to try to save money, and other ways people are cutting back while they wait to see how the economy and their personal economies play out. And clearly, when you talk about discretionary spending, vacationing and even business travel has to be at the top of that list for so many people, right?
Very true. And I'll say, too, something I should point out that even as the nation's going through this period of soft demand, airlines are still committing to this market. Breeze Airways, amongst others, but I have to point out Breeze first, strongly committed to this market. You know, when Breeze started operations, we were named one of their five operations bases in their total system. An operations base is a commitment on a part of that airline to a maintenance operation with maintenance leadership in place and a crew base. That's pilots and flight attendants that are actually based here in New Orleans. And that's a good commitment on a part of an airline. But so they were committed to this market to begin with. And then they just announced that we're one of, I think, five airports in their system where they're about to, for the first time in their company's history, starting international service. They just went through a certification process with the FAA. And to be named as one of the inaugural cities for international service with Breeze really speaks volumes about our position as a premier destination and our airport's growing connectivity. And it also speaks to our importance to that carrier and their overall network and their continued commitment to this market. So it services Cancun, where others serve it, but it's big in that we're in that inaugural bunch of cities that Breeze is giving international service to. They also launched seasonal service to Tampa, Florida in June of 25, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and Savannah in September, and will begin nonstop daily flights to Los Angeles and Las Vegas in February of 26. But let me note, others are committing too, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention others after going on about Breeze Airways. Alaska gave us Portland, Oregon in January of this year, Allegiant to Punta Gorda, Florida, starting in November. British Airways is going strong at five times a week during their peak months. Delta gave us Austin twice daily. Frontier announced in February they'll initiate service to DFW, Baltimore, Detroit, and Houston. JetBlue resuming service to Lauderdale. Spirit, after giving us San Pedro Sula, and that's done well, began twice per week service to Tegucigalpa in May of 25, and then United to Chicago and Houston. So it's been a good period.
Yeah, far less layovers in Houston, Dallas, or Atlanta, huh?
Yeah, right.
All right, I'm going to pause you right there. We're going to come back with Kevin Doliel, Director of Aviation for Armstrong International. We got to get to a break. When we come back, we'll find out some other good news. Also find out when there will have to kind of be decisions made on whether or not to move forward with this master plan based on projections for a new additional terminal out at Armstrong International. And what's up with this connector road? We'll find out from Kevin Doliel after this. Armstrong International Airport is working on a master plan that calls for a new terminal to join the recently opened terminal down the road because of expected increase in demand and passenger travel. We're talking with Kevin Doliel, Director of Aviation for Armstrong International. And you said you'll have some time to see if these projections bear the fruit that they're expected to before you have to kind of pull the trigger on trying to move ahead with constructing a new terminal to adjoin the existing new terminal. What's the timeline on kind of deciding if and when to try to move forward with that project?
And let me note too, Tom. I'm sorry, Dave. It's more than just a terminal. It's additional capacity in terms of additional gates for the airlines to operate from as well. And on our forecast, in a high growth scenario, we would need 15 gates by the 2031 time frame. In our baseline growth over that period, we would need 10 gates, which baseline would be a little less in a high growth scenario. So in any event, we need terminal and gates to satisfy our capacity needs. So the time we have really, if all bears out as traffic is forecast, and these forecasts aren't done by, as you know, not by us. It's aviation economists that are expert in what they do in projecting what type traffic you should see down the road. But if they're going to hold as projected now, we need that capacity by 31. We actually need to start getting busy now. With as I mentioned earlier, refining our concepts, and then eventually off that going into a design mode, and that buys you your good year and a half, 2 years down the road before you actually make final decisions on timing of the program and what components of it you're going to bring online. So you have that time. In any event, it's more a matter of not if you're going to do it or not, it's the timing of it. So you need to get busy with refining concepts and into the design mode in the not-too-distant future.
Where do you envision, and I know the planning's still underway, but where do you envision these additional gates, this additional terminal going on the footprint of the current airport or off the footprint of the current airport?
There's two different ways we could do it. Probably the preferred is to go all west with our gate expansion. So as you visualize the current facility, the Concourse B is our furthest west finger, if you will. And then Concourse A is a linear concourse that goes a little further west from B. It would be more in that direction. It'd be another some extension of that linear concourse, and then another finger off it.
So would that still be all on Jefferson Parish land, or would you be expanding into St. Charles Parish?
It would be all on Jefferson Parish land.
Gotcha. So that's one option you said.
If you can picture the current FBO site, our general aviation activity, we'd be growing that way.
Gotcha.
But still within Jefferson Parish. We extend into St. Charles Parish only the last maybe 1,000 feet or so of our east-west runway. Everything else is Jefferson Parish.
Gotcha. And how would this proposed expansion be funded?
Airports use a variety of funding sources for projects like that. Airfield work, get a lot of federal grants to support our programs. There's what's called a passenger facility charge would be in the mix. It's PFCs. It's that 450 charge you might see on your airline tickets occasion. We could float debt as one of the sources that then would be supported, would be serviced through the rates and charges that we charge the air carriers that use the facility. So there's different ways to go at it and attack it. And a lot of federal funds, there'd be state support too. As we acquire federal funds, there's a state program that supplies some component of the local match to us as well. sort of state's been very supportive in that, too.
All right. And again, that master plan and the documents and the vision that you have painted, we have that information, including a new video you released recently on our website at WWL.com. And, of course, you can go to FlyMSY.com for more information. Before we get to all that, you are working on this, what, $84 million connector road. One of the biggest complaints we do hear from folks is that if you got to go to the long-term parking, or you got to rent a car, or you have to use a shuttle, that's a long trek right now that generally requires going off of airport property and getting back on it. This is aiming to solve that problem, huh?
Absolutely. And and you're absolutely right. If we hear anything in complaints outside of a baggage delivery, maybe, and a TSA checkpoint on occasion, it would be the shuttle route from the south side facilities to the north terminal. So as you know, we service a economy parking garage on the south. Our employee parking's over there. The rental car operation is over there. And eventually, which this road will service too, eventually with the New Orleans Baton Rouge passenger rail, there is an airport stop that will connect to on the south side of the across airline highway from the south facilities. So all of that will be in the mix and using this roadway. What this roadway does is it pulls all of our shuttle traffic, and there's a good bit of it moving to the tune of 9,000 people a day. We'll pull all of that traffic off the public roadway system onto a dedicated airport road that stays on airport property, working from south to north and connecting into the north terminal facilities. It eliminates several traffic signals, traffic lights. It provides more consistent headways and timing to get around, and much shorter time to move around the facility. Going from south to north right now, we could pretty consistently do that in the 11 to 14 minute range from south to north. Coming north back to the south is just unpredictable, especially during peak periods when there's a lot of traffic on Veterans Highway. Our shuttles get caught up in that, and the headways and timing to move around can grow quite a bit from the time it takes to move from south to north. So this will eliminate that issue, and you'll have consistent shorter timing in both directions moving back and forth. And important, too, as this roadway is being constructed, it connects our two campuses. We're on 1,500 acres here, which is a small footprint for an airport serving a market of this size. We can meet all of our demand needs going forward well into the future, but it's going to be critical that we have both sides of our facility connected in this way. But also, even more immediate, this roadway will serve as a pathway eventually if we go to autonomous vehicles on the route, or it can serve as the base to an automated people mover system as well.
Yes. So you don't have to worry about traffic and roads and things like that if you're going to have some sort of rail or self-driving vehicles or anything like that. Far fewer conflicts to deal with there. We're out of time. I appreciate your joining us. Kevin Doliel, Director of Aviation for Louis Armstrong International Airport. Thank you for shedding light on all these issues with us and letting us know what the future looks like there at Armstrong International.
Okay. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you. All right. Coming up after this break, a new poll on the race for mayor of New Orleans. Is it still looking like the front runner, Helena Moreno, can win on October 11th without a runoff? We'll find out. And today marks 100 days until the switching of the mayor in the city of New Orleans. 100 days left for LaToya Cantrell. What should we expect in her final 100 days under indictment in office? We'll find out after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.